It's time for another featured artist special on the Artist First Radio Network. I'm Z-Man running the board tonight, and we're covering every time zone, both hemispheres, because that's what internet radio does. Let's see XM and Clear Channel try to compete with that. Tonight, from the greater Chicago area, we have a couple of artists going to be joining us right about now. Interesting project that we're going to hear from, and I'll let them divulge as many details as they see fit. We're going to welcome the band The Second Axing. Let's welcome Janet Kuipers and John Yotko. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Wow, we got you pegging. We got you real good through our marvels of technology. Now, you guys are in the greater Chicago area. You want to be more generalized than, or more specific than that, rather?
We're just a skosh north of the city in north suburbs right now. Running in open mics and Gurnee way up north, nearing Wisconsin almost. So if there are any Wisconsinites that want to come hear about us, we're close by too.
Well, Janet, you're, I guess it's safe to say and accurate to say, you're an alumni of the Artist First Radio Network. You were on last Thursday?
A week or two ago, the 11th. It was on the 11th. I
That's right.
That on the anniversary, yes.
And Janet was on because a few listeners missed it. She's an author. She writes novels. She writes all kinds of things. But she's also a talented musician and singer, which we're going to be getting into. And your partner in crime joining us tonight is Mr. Yotko. John, tell us a bit, I guess, how this arrangement came about.
Okay, well, I guess I met her on a train a while ago, back in 99. And we kind of hooked up and headed out to Pennsylvania, where I drug her out to Pennsylvania because I had some opportunity out there. And since it was so exciting out in Downingtown, we needed to find something to do. So I picked up my guitar and started playing, and she started singing. And when we got back here to Chicago, we moved into the suburbs, and there's nothing going on. And so we decided we'd try to get something going. So we did we started playing in bars and stuff up in the Chicago area here, bars and coffee houses and stuff.
Oh, good. Well, you'll have to give us some wild bar stories later on in the show. So the material that we're going to be listening to off the album, where does it come from?
Oh, what I've been through?
I mean, this entire album. I know there's a tune on here that is a tune that was recorded in 1925. We'll save that for later. But the rest of the stuff on here is all original?
I believe so, yes. One is a cover from... some of them are from a past band that I had created the music for. And one of them is from a cover from people that gave us all rights to be able to use it and distribute it as we so chose. We're usually a cover band, and so we've got a select few pieces of original work. We found that when we ran an open mic that people were also very interested in hearing poetry as well as hearing and delving into music. So we started, John started creating music to go with past writings of mine. So we have a few pieces that are based on past writings that are poems set to music as well.
Well, and for those that missed your author's program, we ran... I guess, is it called spoken word pieces? Am I even...
Yeah, performance art spoken word pieces, yes, definitely.
Which is actually a something that we play every single day, believe it or not, on the Artist First Network. We have Copus Music brings us a bunch of spoken word artists from their program, Poets and Composers. So we welcome this. It's kind of a new medium for some of us, myself included, I guess some of our listeners. It's neat. But anyhow, that kind of bridges over into what we're going to be getting into. So we want to mention to all the listeners that we have set up on the Artist First homepage two separate web addresses. But Janet, for those that are not surfing our website right now, please give those web addresses out.
Okay, one of them is just for my own name, which links to everyone else, and that's janetkuipers.com, JanetKuipers.com. And that could end up linking over to... that I've done, including The Second Axing. There is also a link directly to The Second Axing there that is http://, and it is scars, S-C-A-R-S, .tb/axe.htm. Both addresses will get you to the same place.
Because we know many listeners log on, listen, and surf. So if you can't figure that out, folks, just find your way back to our homepage at artistfirst.com.
There are a couple of tiny photos, so if you even want to see our mugs or what on earth we look like, there are shots from us from past album covers and the like.
And that's always been one of my big enjoyments about interactive radio. I always like to see, because you know what? It never turns out to be what you'd expect. You know, it just never is. Well, John, since you wrote the first tune that we're going to listen to, I guess it's appropriate. Would you please fill us in? You know, what was going through your mind? You wrote both the words and the lyrics, so we're getting it straight from the horse's mouth. What are we about to hear?
Well, what I've been through, usually whenever I am writing something, it's because I am depressed. So all of my music tends to be very unhappy, I guess, kind of dark. What I've been through, it's basically, I guess, something about, you know, everybody has problems in life, and everybody thinks they have the worst problem in the world. And really, you know, that's what it's all about. Somebody, you know, saying, okay.
But you don't know what I've been through.
But
right?
You don't know what I've been through, so why don't you take a step back and think about this for a minute. And the emotion comes from Janet. Whenever I write a song, it ends up sounding like James Taylor or something like that when I sing it. And so Janet actually goes and she puts emotion behind the words.
I do what I can.